Not now, son.
Dad!
In a minute.
Dad!
What?
Do you know that Super Nintendo with the 64-bit memory super graphic card, 30 games and video-enhanced screen you bought me for Christmas?
Yes.
When is it my turn?
Oh, no.
Christmas edition. It's the news headline starring Roy Hart, June Whitfield, Chris Ennis, with Peter Moss and the headliners.
Thank you very much indeed, folks, and welcome to the show. Yes, the show that does for the news what the appeal judge did for Shirley Porter. This is our Christmas show, but if you're listening to the repeat, I hope you've recovered. But what's been happening while we've been away, eh? The government was in big trouble over the Formula One sponsorship. The Queen said a tearful farewell to the royal yacht. Two astronauts caught a runaway satellite. And the farmer who dumps manure outside banks has struck again. So it's been lapping, scrapping, trapping, and cranberry tastes much like... Also, the first bad weather of the winter brought misery to commuters. A blackboard on the platform said that a cow had wandered onto the track to eat the fallen leaves, slipped on the wrong kind of snow, and blocked the rails. I wouldn't mind, but it was on the Bakerloo line. But I see at last, Sports Minister Tony Banks has found his feet. Yes, they were in his mouth. But New Labour proved they can build trust. Yes, Geoffrey Robinson's built quite a big one in Guernsey, hasn't he? We've been looking into what some of the big names are getting for Christmas presents. For Chris Evans, sex with his new boss. For William Hague, from wife Fion. Something to make him shine in the Commons in the new year. Tin of French polish for his head. Oh, and a wonderful present this year for Bernard Matthews. Another beef scare story. Beautiful. See, we'll soon be having the new 50p coin to commemorate 50 years of the health service. Trouble is, there's a 2-year waiting list to get one. Did you see that the BBC sold 400 episodes of EastEnders to Serbia? So a part of the world that's been torn apart by fighting death and untold misery has been put on video and sent to the Serbs. Turning to showbiz now, I see James Bond actor Pierce Brosnan says he can change his baby's nappies in the dark in 9 seconds. As long as the contents haven't been shaken or stirred. That's it, all together or not at all. It sounds like sympathy. There we are. Oh, and scientists have developed a window that closes itself when it detects unwanted sounds. Yes, it's called a post office counter. Here's another strange story you may have missed. Scientists are saying that doing too many pantomimes can make you senile. Oh, no, it can't. Aimed at Chris Emmett, that one there, folks. And a 16-stone woman stopped a robber on the street by sitting on him. But he later escaped from custody by sliding out under the cell door. And finally, charges were dropped against the blonde who was accused of having underage sex with a teenage schoolboy. It was all a mistake. When the police broke the door down, they realized they'd raided William Hague's honeymoon suite. Pull! Pull!
Philip, can't you find a quieter way of opening your presents?
I'm sorry, old girl, but everyone's given me the same this year. That blasted Kitty Kelly book. Oh, load of scurrilous poppycock.
Oh, we don't know. One learned a few interesting things.
No?
It seems you haven't always kept your hands behind your back.
Yes, well...
Now, where on earth did we put...
Well, have you lost something, Liz?
Yes, we can't find the script for our Christmas message.
Script, eh? Is that it on the mantelpiece?
Oh, let's see. No, it's a Christmas card from the Indian government.
Oh, really?
Yes. To Gandhi's land you came on visit. Loud mouth Phil and good Queen Liz. It wasn't fun or rouse and worry, and tempers hotter than our curry. You're welcome back. Come, see Madras. But don't bring Phil that pain in the...
Ah, stupid! You know what I remember about our first Christmas together?
That we had no cares, no worries.
No blasted kids.
Ah, yes, Philip, but Christmas is a time to spend with family or loved ones.
Oh, I didn't realize there was a choice. There was, I tell you, out of band.
Mumsy, Pops, festive greetings and a hearty wassail.
Get off. Edward, what are you wearing now, boy? Stupid padded costume. Is that meant to be Christmassy?
I'll say, Pops, this year one's a Teletubby. I'm Lala.
Gaga, more like. Stand still, boy, and stop showing the footman your tinky-winky, for goodness sake.
I say, Mumsy, what's this under the tree? Writing all over it.
Oh, is it one script?
No, no, it's another bally card. Oh, from that fellow Blair. Good Lord, there's a cheque for £1 million in it. And a message here. New Christmas greetings, new wishes merry from Tony Kidds and Lawyer Cherry. New turkey put and new mince pies, new Yuletide has been modernized. Let all married mums be of good cheer, but God help the rest in New Year. Now, the odd picture, too, here, of three wise men being turned back at Dover. Hey.
Interesting,
it is interesting, Liz.
Yes, but it isn't quite our Christmas message. You know, if that doesn't turn up soon, I don't...
Far out festive greetings and a swinging solstice, man. Ma'am.
Charles, happy Christmas, dear. Is that a sprig of holly in your buttonhole?
Or just something to talk to on the way over?
Like a cool Yule, Peter. This is yours, Mater. Picked one up on one's trip to South Africa. Help you modernize your image.
Oh, how nice. It's, a Spice Girls T-shirt.
Yes.
Don't think it's quite your mother's image, boy, and besides...
Oh, she's had the girl power since 1953, dear. Oh, what's your all? Complications of the season and a merry Noel Gallagher.
Queen Mar-in-Law. Are you enjoying Christmas?
Oh, favourite time of the year, Phyllis Hagen.
Really?
Yes. Champagne, smoked salmon, caviar. Mind you don't get as much change from the OAP's Christmas bonus as you used to. And I like the traditions like Lilibet's festive message. Oh, the message. Have you seen one script, Mummy? Oh, I don't know, Del. You're as bad as me. I'd lose me hips if they wasn't screwed on. Yeah, I've just got your speech back from the Prime Minister, Mr. Teddy Bayer. He wanted to give it the once-over. Well, of all...
Oh, no probs, Mumsy. He's only modernising you.
Yes, exactly, dear. And he's made just the one change to show you're popular and what everyone wants to see this Christmas.
Popular this Christmas? The Christmas?
Oh, yes. He likes the message, Lilibet. He just said to tell you to read it wearing young Eddie's Teletubby costume.
Well, it might be a chilly Christmas this year, but out in Japan, the summit on global warming collapsed, and that started us all thinking. If our world leaders don't do something about it soon, just what might Christmas future really hold in store? Christmas morning's here, the same old tunes get played.
But one thing's odd this year, it's 90 in the shade.
Well, the best are the like. That once was known as Kent.
But Christmas time we holiday on the coast of Stoke-on-Trent. Oh, Christmas Day, scrap that sleigh. Why not water ski?
Santa left me sunblock on a eucalyptus tree.
Oh, life's so hard. Read that card Grandma chose to send.
She's chasing off mosquitoes in the jungles round Southend.
What we get for snow?
Who needs years of drought?
Holly just won't grow.
Turkey's got wiped out.
If global warming spreads and no one shows concern, we might just leave one Christmas gift that our children can't return.
kitchen at number 10.
Hey up, Sherry, lass. Anything I can do to help?
No, get out of the kitchen.
All right, sorry.
No. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Prescott. I'm just not up to speed on this domestic stuff. I mean, that turkey's been in the oven for 6 hours and it's still not done.
Yeah, actually, I think you'll find that's the tumble dry, although that...
Oh, dear, is it? And that's another thing. What are you supposed to do with a turkey?
Stuff it.
I only asked.
No, lass, here. Give us over that stuffing. Done. Right, now you take a big handful and shove it right up its Jack Straw.
It's what?
Jack Straw, back door. It's rhyming slang, you see.
Oh, dear. Does Mr. Straw know he's a euphemism?
Well, put it this way, everyone else does, there. There you go, now that's done.
Oh, thank you, John. You're so helpful. I swear, if he comes through that door again and says, "Hi, Sherry Pie, everything okay?" I'll scream.
Hi, Sherry Pie, everything okay?
Ah!
What's up? Mandelson's not escaped again, has he?
Sherry's just a little stressed out with his turkey, that's all.
Oh, come along with me, John. Let's leave the little woman to it.
It's all very well for you. I've got to stuff it.
You know, John, I love Christmas. It's the time of year when we celebrate the arrival of someone who offered new joy and hope to the world. Me.
Shopping, eh?
Get the door, will you?
Hello, gang.
Oh, no, it's that Harmon woman.
Harriet, come in. Pull up a single mother and sit down.
Thank you, Tony.
Is it still snowing out there?
I categorically can't deny not refuting my previous disavowal or otherwise regarding the repudiation of earlier or later statements to the contrary.
Hey, oh, she's been practicing for John Humphreys again, hasn't she?
I simply had to come round and tell you my new idea, Tony.
Good. I'm all ears.
All together now, you make up your own jokes there, listener.
I've got this spiffing new plan for cutting our spending again.
Oh, heck, what is it this time? Scrapping old age pensions, bashing babies over the head and nicking their sweets?
No, but thanks for the idea, John.
So, what is it, Harriet?
Let's get rid of Mandelson's stupid millennium dome.
Are you tired of living, then?
Mandelson!
Where did you spring from?
I keep my ear close to the ground next to my cloven hoof, you know what I mean?
Nevertheless, Peter, Harriet does have a point. I mean, you're never going to finish this blasted dome in time, are you?
It is sorted, Governor. I'm going to postpone the end of the century.
What?
I'm going to add on extra time for injuries. 2 world wars, the Falklands, that should take us up to at least 2025.
That's brilliant, Peter. Why can't the rest of you be so bold and imaginative like he is?
Yes, Tony, yes. I'm sorry, Tony, yes.
The door again. I'll get it. Oh, how exciting. Working class chappies. Let's have a photo. Harriet, get the camera.
Yes, Tony.
Now, we want something cheery but not too patronising. Something along the lines of loyal supporters share a drink with Tony, yeah? Have we got any brown ale?
There's a Mouton Rothschild in the fridge.
Oh, that'll do.
All done.
Right. Bog off, you horrid little oiks, before I call the police.
Actually, Mr. Blair, we was hoping you might like to give a little donation to the poor, you know, help them to enjoy Christmas as well.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. You obviously don't understand modern economics at all, do you? Me giving the poor lots of money isn't going to make them any richer.
I think you'll find it is.
Nonsense. Nonsense. What they need is less money, so they'll go and find a job. Harriet will explain it to you.
Oh, gosh, yes. Just give me the collection tin.
Hey, what do you think you're doing? Now, come on, give us it back.
Look, we're very busy, important people, and we don't have time for this sort of thing. Why don't I get your local Labour MP to come and explain it to you?
Well, if you want, but it won't do any good.
Why not?
I am the local Labour MP. Santa got drunk in his grotto. The store found him flat on his back. He needed a bag for his empties, so the manager gave him the sack. The shop put an ad in the paper requesting another St. Nick. He had to be good with the kiddies and handy at cleaning up sick. The applicants weren't very many because of the minimal pay. The first was a 7-stone weakling, and the second kept shouting, "Oi, vey!" The third made a habit of smoking. The fourth was considered too weird. The fifth was a lesbian athlete who'd managed to grow her own beard. They finally found a replacement. A fat, jolly man filled the need, but they knew that he wouldn't keep sober because the job went to Oliver Reed. Thank you.
Quickly now. In here while no one's looking. No idea how long I've waited for the chance to be alone with you like this. I've worshipped you from afar, from the moment you started working here as the most juvenile of secretaries. And my desire for you has increased day by day. Oh, my. Oh. And now I've finally plucked up the courage to ask you, and here we are at last, alone in the station cupboard. Office Christmas party. Speak to me, darling. Don't be shy.
Hello?
They never lose it.
It's a typical British Tory Christmas. Wind and frost and chills.
Take a look at the OAPs shivering round their trees.
They can't pay VAT on heating bills.
It's a typical British Tory Christmas.
Not much festive fun. It's conservative Christmas cheer. Quite surprising in the year when New Labour won.
A turkey flavoured with sage and a minimum wage is the wish of Tony and John.
Mince pies and nuts, child benefit cuts is the hope of Gordon and Ron.
It's just as if John Major and the Tories had gone.
It's a typical British Tory Christmas. Especially if you're poor.
But the man at the Treasury isn't like you and me. He's very posh. He keeps his dosh offshore.
It's a typical British Tory Christmas.
If you can't get out, disability benefit has been changed a little bit.
It is up the spout. It's a typical British Tory Christmas. By another name.
Santa Blair said he would arrange just a little Christmas change.
But it's all the same.
It's exactly the same.
Fair maiden, we have come to this lowly stable bearing rare gifts for you.
Thank you, O wise men.
Well, right already. Here are our gifts. Gold, frankincense and myrrh. But here is the rarest and most difficult to find of all gifts.
Oh, thank you. What is it?
A Teletubbies doll. We make them.
Journal of Dr. John Watson, December the 25th, 1897. I had lain awake most of the night, but then as daybreak punctured the dawn on this most joyous of mornings, I found myself drifting, largely due to the 6 foot of snow that had come in through the skylight. At 9 o'clock, thawed out and breakfasting with my dear friend, the brilliant private detective and insufferable smart-ass Sherlock Holmes... I listened to the mellifluous tones of the carol singers in the street below. You have to admire their stamina, Holmes. Out there on an inclement morning such as this, don't you think we should give them something?
Good idea. Pass me my shotgun.
Oh, Holmes, where's your Christmas spirit?
In the decanter on the side. Fancy it?
Oh, it's too early for me. Oh.
Ha ha ha! Good King Wenceslas may have looked out, but those carol singers didn't. It'd just been run over by the mail carriage. It looks like we have a delivery. I hope it's more presents. The ones I opened this morning were a pretty measly lot.
Don't be such a grouch, Holmes. Didn't you like the smoking jacket I gave you?
Very nice, Watson, but I couldn't get it all in my pipe. Ah. That'll be Mrs. Hudson with the same old trouble. On the speaking tube. I hope I'm classed as friends and family. It's cheaper on Christmas Day, you know. Yes, Mrs. Hudson.
Mr. Holmes, there's some cards and a parcel what's just been delivered by the postman, all wrapped in brown paper and string.
That must have restricted his movements somewhat.
Do what?
Just a spot of festive humour there, Mrs. Hudson. Bring them up at once, will you?
It'll take me a little while, Mr. Holmes. I've got 3 flights of stairs to climb.
Then use the dumb waiter.
I can't do that. It's his day off.
Just bring them up and stop trying to get laughs, Mrs. Hudson, please.
Yes, Mr. Holmes, pompous git.
Come in.
Here you are, Mr. Holmes.
By Jove, that was quick.
I slid up the banister.
Clever trick if you can do it.
Yes, and very enjoyable.
Thank you for that most illuminating bon mot, Mrs. Hudson. Now hand me the post.
Yes, Mr. Holmes. Hey, look.
So, Mrs. Hudson, while Holmes opens his mail, I may as well indulge in a spot of idle chit-chat with you. How do you intend spending your Christmas? Between preparing our lunch, afternoon tea, dinner and supper, that is.
Yes, well, this afternoon, I thought...
Who are the cards from, Holmes?
So this one is from the Reverend Spooner.
Oh, yes.
Remember, we solved a case for him recently.
Yes.
He invited us to the first performance of Oscar Wilde's new play.
Oh, yes. Lady Windermere's Fan.
Yes, although he prefers to call it Lady Mere Fanny's Wind. So, how do you fancy Oscar Wilde's opening?
I'll come back to you on that one if I may, Holmes.
I think the walnuts are easier to crack than Brazil.
What are you witchering on about, Mrs. Hudson?
Dr. Watson was kind enough to engage me in idle conversation while you were opening your post. Well, what's in the parcel?
Yeah. I hope it's not one of those magic lantern tubby dolls. I hate commercialization at Christmas.
I say, Holmes, it's a box of crackers.
So it is. Someone knows about my predilection for these things. Mrs. Hudson, seeing as today is a very special day, you may have a treat. Oh. I will allow you to pull my cracker.
Mr. Holmes, I don't know what to say.
Nothing would be a good idea. Just grasp the end firmly in your hand. A little higher. Otherwise it won't go off. That's perfect. Now pull.
Oh, I did enjoy that.
Simple pleasures. Now, let's see what the novelty is. Ah, yes. A Stradivarius in a snowstorm. Someone does know my tastes.
Read us the joke, Holmes.
Here we are. Dear Sherlock Holmes, if you are reading this, you have survived the first round of my fiendish festive game of cracker roulette. One of the 6 in the box contains enough explosive to remove you from Baker Street forever. One pull in oblivion, but can you resist my challenge? Forever yours, Professor Moriarty.
I've never found jokes in quackers very funny.
Who let her in? This is no joke, Mrs. Hudson. My arch-enemy is up to his old tricks again.
I suggest you douse the rest of them in the rain barrel outside.
Nonsense, I shall call his bluff. Care to pull the second one, Watson?
Oh, thank you, no. I shall go out for a walk to Watford.
Yes, yes, sir. I've heard they've got a jolly good pantomime there.
Oh, dear.
Bad performances, brilliant writing, I've heard.
Dear reader of this journal,
I'm afraid time prohibits my recount of the events that followed. Suffice it to say, a large explosion did occur in our lodgings later that morning, but was it from one of the crackers?
I said no more Brussels sprouts for me, Mrs. Hudson.
Yes, Holmes survived to fight another Boxing Day.
And a series later in the year. Merry Christmas, one and all.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, but please, Mr. Scrooge, can I put another piece of coal on the fire?
How many times do I have to tell you? No.
Oh, Mr. Ebenezer Scrooge, you truly are the most miserly man in all of Christendom.
Look, don't get me wrong, Bob. It's just that with the coal mines closing down, that bit of coal will become a collector's item. It could be worth a shilling or two one day. If you're cold, why don't you put on that central heating I just got installed and close those double-glazed windows I had fitted?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about those.
Is that chair comfy enough, Bob? Here, have mine.
All right, don't overdo it.
And how did that private medical insurance plan work out for Tiny Tim?
Oh, that'll do. You spoiled the story.
And, of course, this Christmas we've had 8 months of the new Labour government and listened to all their promises to reform the NHS. Well, we asked ourselves, is Labour working? Over now to a hospital ward somewhere near you. When you like to get about,
it's about
being here just where you're about.
Where's you out?
They took months to take us in, but we've smiled through thick and thin.
Yes, my drip feed's full of gin.
And mine's milk stout.
Well, cheers.
We've not seen one Christmas show.
Not one show.
And no one show.
They've not hung up mistletoe.
That's a blow.
We've made our own fun instead.
We're not spoilt or overfed. But we've had to share one bed.
Ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
And finally, the Hudlines predictions for 1998.
Harriet Harman's marriage runs into trouble when she brings her work home with her.
Yeah, she cuts off her husband's benefits.
Paymaster General Geoffrey Robinson insists that it's perfectly legal to have millions stashed away in an offshore tax haven.
And Ken Dodd's mistress is spotted floating in the Mersey.
Mick Jagger gets a shocking reminder of his age.
When he turns out to be Huey Green's father.
Linford Christie's hopes are dashed when his proposed comeback as a hurdler is denied due to an unusual medical condition.
Yes. It's called athlete's foot and a half.
And that's the end of our predictions for 1998.
But we'll be back unless I find out Cilla Black's my mother. Get over there!
That was the Christmas News Hudline, starring Roy Hudd, Chris Emmett and June Whitfield, with Peter Marston, the Hudliners. The announcer was Richard Clegg. Sketches were by Tony Hare, Peter Hickey, Mike Coleman, Michael Dines, Mark Christensen, Felix Riley, Glenn Mitchell, Martin Leeds, Paul Harrison and Ben Francis, with songs by Richard Quick and Jeremy Brown. Additional lines by Jerry Goddin, Sandra Hardingham, Robert Linford, Nick R. Thomas, Bob and Barbara Bolton, Brian Sykes, Jay Sinden, Dave Hawkins, Bill Reston, Jim Mulholland and Dave Dixon, and the broadcast assistant was Yolanta Zaberke.
All of whom have fled to the palace here to Watford to escape our producer,
Steve Dirty.